With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick East West Show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next half an hour or so, we're going to be talking about the promotion races in both NPL Division West and NPL Division East. Later, we're going to be talking the title race in Division East, as we'll be catching up with the management at Morpeth Town and Brighouse Town. But before that, we're going to start talking about Division West. Shortly, we're going to be hearing from the management at Mosley AFC and Prescott Cables, both those teams going head-to-head in that big six-pointer at Seal Park on Saturday afternoon. Now, let's talk about up at the top end. We've got Atherton Coles currently leading the way, 4 points clear of Runcorn Linnets, who are on 56 points. Then 3 points back, and this is where the playoff race really gets going. We've got Radcliffe on 53 points, Leek Town on 51 points. Leek Town, incidentally, are 9 points behind Atherton Coles, but they've got 2 games in hand. More on Leek in a second. Then we've got Ramsbottom United, also on the same number of points as Leek Town. They complete the playoffs in Division West. And then tied on 51 points, sitting outside the playoffs, we've got Mosley. 3 points back, we've got Colne. 4 points back, we've got Prescott Cables. And then a bit of a gap between Prescott Cables and Trafford. As I said, we'll be talking to both Mosley and Prescott Cables on this month's show. But before that, let's talk about Leek Town. Leek Town sitting fourth, 9 points behind Atherton Coles with 2 games in hand. They're 2 points behind Radcliffe with 2 games in hand as well. So Leek Town very finely poised here as we turn into March. On Saturday afternoon, they'll be taking on Trafford. And on Friday, I caught up with a manager at Leek Town. Here's Neil Baker.
It's good to be involved in it, and it's exciting, and we're all looking forward to it. There's still 12 games to play, something at stake in every game. No easy games. We don't seem to be getting any easy games, but we're embracing it and we're enjoying it, and long may that continue.
And you're on a great run of form, from what I could say. I can only see one defeat for Leek Town in a long while, and that was against Kidsgrove. It's been a great run you've been on. You beat Trafford, you beat Radcliffe, you beat Newcastle. It's been a great run.
Yeah, it has been a good run, and we've played some really good teams and had some tough games. But we've been finding ways of getting through these games. We had a really tough week. Not last week, the week before, we went to Trafford and Radcliffe, which were two really tough games for us. But we got 6 points, scored 6 goals and conceded one, and then played Colne at home on the Saturday, and that was a really good game. They were excellent then, and to be honest with you, I was quite pleased to take a draw because they were as good a team as we'd played for a while.
Now, at the moment, Leek Town are in fourth position, and you mentioned Colne there. They're outside the playoffs just about. We've got Mosley coming on this week's show, and Prescott Cables. That both of them are both outside the playoffs. Where do you see Leek Town? Because Leek Town are in this good position where you're on 51 points, but you do have games in hand as well. So are you looking up, or are you looking over your shoulder?
We're looking up. The games in hand, I say irrelevant. I'd rather have the points. I'd rather be sitting where Runcorn and Atherton are at the moment, Ben. But, we've got everything to play for. There's some tough games. We've got to go to Atherton in a week on Monday. We've got to go to Prescott. We've got some tough away games still to come. So, taking nothing for granted. There's a lot of points to be played for. Ramsbottom, up until midweek, were in a great run of form. Colne, as I said, were good. Mosley are going well. Who knows? There's going to be a lot of twists and turns. And we're just pleased to be in the shake-up at this moment in time.
And you obviously, you know, like you said there, you drive off the points on the ball. One of the downsides of having games in hand is you've got to fit them in. And it is quite a schedule you've got coming up. Obviously, there's Trafford tomorrow. But then you've got Kidsgrove, who are the only team who've beaten you in a long while. Colwyn Bay. And then the Atherton and Prescott matches as well. So this is where you earn your corn, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. That's right. And we haven't played... We haven't played three games in a week since we played. When the week we played Trafford, Radcliffe and Colne, I felt it caught up with us a little bit on the Saturday. That's to take nothing away from Colne, but I thought the three games in a week caught up with our lads. So I've got a reasonably sized squad and I'm going to use that over the next 2 weeks. So everybody will come into contention, everybody will play a part. And, you know, spread the workload a little bit.
A big, big game tomorrow then. And Leek Town's attendances have been pretty good this season, averaging over 300 there in Staffordshire. They're going to be needed tomorrow against Trafford, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had over 400 for the last three home games, which is terrific for us. Them gates have been unheard of for quite a while at Leek, but the town supporting us, the public are getting behind us, and it's a big help when you've got the majority of the crowd behind you, and hopefully we can take that advantage into tomorrow's game.
Leek Town manager Neil Baker there joining us here on the EvoStick East West show. So Leek Town against Trafford this weekend. We've also got Kidsgrove Athletic hosting Runcorn Linnets. The big game of the afternoon is probably taking place up at Atherton Colliery. It's Atherton Colliery against Colne. A big, big game, that one, between the league leaders and their fellow Lancastrians, Colne, who just sit 3 points outside the playoffs currently. And speaking of just sitting outside the playoffs, what about this game here? Mosley against Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables sitting 4 points behind Mosley and also sitting 4 points outside the playoffs. Prescott Cables, though, do have a game in hand. Mosley against Prescott Cables on Saturday afternoon at Seal Park. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Prescott Cables manager Brian Richardson. But before that, it's to Dave Wild, joint manager at Mosley. So, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we've got a promotion race on our hands, haven't we? And Mosley well and truly involved in this. I mean, what's it like being part of this up at the top of Division West at the moment?
Look, we're enjoying it. We're taking every day, week, session, match, whatever, as it comes. And hopefully we can sort of keep kicking on with the final 10 games. You know, I've said to numerous people, I said to yourself off air, you know, I think 90% of the non-league will have looked at Mosley as a club at the start of the season and wouldn't have expected us to be where we are. And we're fine with that. I think, you know, we're massively overachieving, to be fair, this season. So everything's positive at the minute. And, you know, no matter what happens, we've obviously had a good season. So I'm not saying that in a bit of a cliche way. You know, obviously I'd be gutted now if we sort of fell off the rails and didn't keep going till, you know, the deeper parts of the season. But, you know, I think on the grand scheme of things, we've had a really positive season. You know, Gates are back up massively and things are looking quite rosy at the club again.
And a 2-2 draw last weekend against Runcorn, which is a great result. I mean, the other thing says, well, when it comes to form, I can only see one defeat in ages, and that's against Atherton, which is nothing to be ashamed of. Yet you're still outside the playoffs. I mean, what do Mosley have to do to get yourselves firmly and solidified in the playoffs, do you think?
I think what we've got to do is, you know, like you say there, look, we've lost one game in 12 and drawn two. So we've won 9, drawn 2, lost 1. I just think for us, if we are going to pull it off, we've got to be better against the teams around us. So, for example, tomorrow's game, you know, they're a position below us and a number of points behind us. If we can win, it obviously creates a little bit of a gap between ourselves in 6th and then obviously 7th and below. And I just think that's where we've got to sort of, you know, be a little bit more streetwise and a bit more savvy in our games. We're a very attack-minded side. Myself personally as a manager and Terry as well, we're very attack-minded. I'd never set up to not lose. But I think we've got to start being a little bit more savvy in our game management on and off the pitch. And I think that we've got to sort of take points off the teams around us for us to really get ourselves in that mix. You know, we've got Prescott tomorrow. And we've got a really tough game away at Kidsgrove. They're a very, very well organised and good side. And then we've got the likes of Colm, Ramsbottom and Leek coming up. So, and Trafford all in the mix. So, you know, we're by no means favourites or expected to get in the playoffs, like I said earlier on. So it's just a matter of us, you know, keeping our consistency, being clever in those sort of games and, you know, being more than anything, having a touch of luck with injuries and suspensions, I think, as well, will play a big part. So, you know, fingers crossed, the 10 games, you know, we're at a stage where if we were to win all 10, we'd be in the playoffs. So it's still very much in our own hands. And we need to keep it in our own hands for as long as possible if we're going to do it.
I mean, I did write down before the interview, because I do some kind of research occasionally, you know, that your upcoming games, and you know, you talk about Colwyn Bay and Kidsgrove coming up, but, you know, you have got Prescott tomorrow and you have got Colne in the middle of the match as well. I mean, it's tricky, isn't it, balancing the banana skins with the six-pointers. That's where we are, isn't it?
Yeah, I think my personal view on it, look, as obviously most people know, this is my first full season at Evo Stick level. You know, I was obviously at Stockport Town prior to that in the Northwest Counties, and I think the big difference between the counties that I've previously been used to in this season is that where you say banana skin there is every single game is a tough game. So, yeah, all right, we look at, you know, Colne, for example, is going to be a really tough game and a potential season-defining one in terms of the league table. But, you know, we played Skelmersdale 2 weeks ago. Everyone was expecting us to give them a good hiding because, obviously, they've struggled this season and we literally scraped a 1-0 win. So I just think any game could trip any team up, and that's not to say that's not just Mosley, that's the same for Atherton Colls right down to Skem. Every game's a tough game. It sounds a bit, you know, it's a bit of a manager's comment, that, isn't it? But I just think we've got to be careful. We've got to take every team serious. You know, we've got our opposition scouts out at games, and we do our own research and get out to as many games as we can for every opponent. We don't just, you know, look at, you know, X, Y, and Z, and then sort of don't pay any attention to the teams who are, you know, a little bit lower down the league. We've got to be, you know, we've got to be professional and do the job right for every game.
And the big game tomorrow, then, you mentioned Mosley's attendances, third best average attendance in the league. You're hosting the team with the best attendance in the league, Prescott Cables. A big crowd due tomorrow at Seal Park, I think. What's your message to the home support?
Look, we can't, I say it week in, week out in programme notes on, you know, if I'm ever asked anything on social media or in interviews and things like that. Without home support, I don't think the season would have been what it has, to be quite honest. There's been games where they've single-handedly pulled us through, and, you know, again, it sounds a bit cliche, they've been the 12th man for us in games, you know, and we can't thank them enough. And, you know, going forward, whether we do pull it off this season or we have to have another 2-3 years bedding in and getting used to, you know, sort of being a higher hitting team in the level that we're currently at, they're going to play a huge part in it, as much as us as the staff, the players and the board are. You know, I've got to give a special mention to our board this year. They've been absolutely astronomical for us. Likes of Chris A and Gary Dean coming on board at the club, you know, to work alongside Ray Morland and Tom Leonard. We've got a really community-based board who understand, you know, the area that is Mosley and the community that's Mosley. And I think all of it's going hand in hand, and it's made the club a really positive place to be at the moment. So, everyone's playing the part. Fans hugely important to us, and hopefully, like you say, it'll be a really good atmosphere and a big crowd tomorrow.
Dave Wilde there, joint manager at Mosley AFC, joining us here on the Evo Stick East West show. So Saturday's opponents for Mosley are also in the playoff hunt. That's Prescott Cables. The gap between the two sides is currently 4 points, but Prescott Cables do have a game in hand. So this is a really, really important game in the promotion race for Division West. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Prescott Cables. Here's Brian Richardson.
Yeah, I mean, we're thereabouts like we were last year. I think we've done very well. I think our average points are more or less on track where we were last year, to be honest with you. And yet, last year, we were never out of the top five, and I think currently we might be about seventh. which proves that, you know, the average points in the top half of the teams are doing a lot better than what they were last year. You know, there's probably about 10 in there who could come in and steal into the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, it is remarkable, and you know, a great result last weekend against Atherton Colls. I mean, where do you see Prescott Cables as we enter March and April time? Because it's like you say, there's no margin for error anymore, is there?
No, a lot of teams. I mean, every week when you look at the fixtures, somebody's playing somebody who can get into playoffs, and you know, people will almost be happy tomorrow that Mosley and Prescott, somebody's going to drop points. And I think that's the way it goes. I mean, we've probably got Leek as well. It's a tough month for us this month, you know. So, there are margins for errors. And yet, if teams lose two or win two, they seem to, like, slip back or kick on a little bit, you know. It's going to be quite up to the last game, I think. There'll be a lot of teams in the playoffs up to the last kick of the season. With regards to Colls last week, yeah, it was a good game. It would have been a lot better if the referee would have let us have 11 on the pitch and not sent our midfield player off, but that's another story.
Let's talk about the month of March then coming up. I mean, you've got obviously Mosley tomorrow, but you've got Glossop, but you've also got Leek, Ramey and Colm. It's apart from the suspension for one of your midfielders coming up, I mean, how's the squad shaping up then as ready to match?
No, not great, to be honest. I mean, Aaron Turner's suspended, Jack Lenehan's been injured for about 3 weeks, and Jack's done really, really well. He built the one at players of the season this year. Chris Solomon's leading goal scorer in the league. We've not had him for two Saturdays. He'll not play tomorrow, probably the week after, so we'll lose him for a month. So it's not the best when, you know, I would say probably them three have been very, very consistent this year in the performances. So they're not three good lads not to have in. But at the same time, you know, we've got a decent squad, so there's no panic about it. We'll be all right.
And I was looking at the average attendances this season, and Prescott Cables out in front. We've spoke in the past about, you know, the resurgence of Prescott Cables, not just on the pitch, but also off the pitch in recent years as well. How important is the culture at the club and that feel-good vibe that is very prevalent when you go there?
We have a brilliant set of fans. We have a lot more fans than we used to have. I'm not saying than we used to have. That's probably wrong. We've had a lot of dormant fans who've started coming out and actually watching the team, which is great. We're getting more money through the turnstiles, I'm sure. And I keep asking the chairman why it's not going into the team, but he always ignores me anyway. You know, so...
That's what chairmen do, Brian.
Yeah, he has a bit of a deaf side on that side whenever money gets mentioned. But, you know, I mean, I think it's a healthy place to be. And like I said, the support we get at home is brilliant. The fans are tremendous. They can be a bit lively at times, but, you know, they're right behind the team. And as long as the team's giving everything they've got, the fans are happy.
So let's talk about Mosley then tomorrow. You're 4 points behind Mosley. You do have a game in hand. So this is such a big game. I know all the games are big coming up. But what's the mood like in the camp as we head into this one at Seal Park?
Yeah, well, like I say, I mean, we've three lads missing tomorrow, but we don't panic about that. We've got a good squad. I mean, we've worked very hard to get a squad where if lads are injured, we've got somebody who can sell the shirt. And at the moment, we're very fortunate to have that, be in that position. And like I say, we don't worry about games. We just go out, try and win them. Home or away, you know, we'll not be shutting up shop. We're going there to win.
Brian Richardson there, manager at Prescott Cables, joining us here on the EvoStick East West show. That's our look at Division West. And remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, and in particular Division West, head over to the website evostickleague.co.uk. And we will, of course, be taking another look at the intriguing promotion race that is Division West later in the month. But it's now time to draw our eyes to the eastern side of the Pennines and to Division East. In a second, we're going to be hearing from Brighouse Town manager Vil Powell. But before that, it's to the league leaders in Division East, and that's Morpeth Town. They've currently got a 7-point lead up at the top of Division East. And on Friday lunchtime, I caught up with the manager at Morpeth. Here's Nick Gray.
The mood's excellent, you know. We're in a good place. I think we've been top of the league since beginning of September, middle of September. So that gives you a little bit added pressure. And we were there last year as well, which fortunately we came short in the end. So we're learning from that. We keep on reminding the players about that. And what we've done this year, slightly different from last year, is a couple of things. Once we had a bad result last year, we had another bad result. And this year, once we've had a bad result, we made sure that we've got a positive result the next game, which is what we've done. I mean, we've lost four games, and when we've lost a game, we've bounced back the next game and won it. So, you know, we're always learning. We're not taking anything granted. We're in a good position. Well, you know, anyone in the league would like to be in our position, but it does give you that little bit of added pressure. But I think the lads, you know, are learning from last year, and, you know, just you know, all we do is just go to the next game, try and get 3 points and try and keep that gap. In every game that gets played, it's a lesser game towards the end of the season, and we aim to hit the target at the end of the season of getting promotion.
So, like you said there, I mean, you know, you take a defeat and then you bounce back. The last defeat was against Frickley. You then beat Loughborough. So you then beat Gresley 3-0, Loughborough 4-1, and Stocksbridge 4-0. But feels like angry scorelines, that. And is that what you're talking about there? That ability to not go under with a defeat, but bounce back tenfold, essentially.
Yeah, well, this year, obviously, a lot more travel for us. Four times as much travel this year than what obviously was in the Northern League. And what we said is, if we go away games, no matter what the result is, on the way back, there's going to be a happy bus. So if we win, draw and lose, we're going to have a happy bus and not dwell on it and just, you know, try and put it right. And the first game of the season was Belper away. We got beat, but it was a happy bus on the way back. And you're disappointed losing the points, but, you know, you can't dwell on defeats. You learn from them. And we move on to the next game, and that's what we've done. So, you know, we came back, and to be fair, people ask us about who's been your player this season, who's doing well, but it's been a massive squad effort. I mean, I think there's 15 players in my squad have scored goals for us, so they've come from all over. I think the top goal scorer has only got 11 goals, I think, you know, so it shows that we're chipping in from all over the place, which is really pleasing. We're not relying on one or two players. If they don't perform, then we're under the cosh a little bit, but we're not. We've had injuries to key players, as you would say, but it hasn't made a difference. I've never been worried about people being out because the person who's come in has just been doubly as good as them. So, you know, we're in a good place, but there's 11 games to go. There's going to be twists and turns, but if we do what we can do, then we don't have to worry about other teams. It's when we don't do what we haven't done, then that we have to look at other teams. But that's a good position to be in because we can't blame anyone else bar ourselves, really. You know, if we don't do it, then we'll have to rely on others. But if we continue doing our own stuff, then we haven't got to rely on anyone, which is a good place to be in.
And a cracking result last weekend against Ossett United. You know, it's one of those games, isn't it? You're going down to West Yorkshire. You know what Ossett United about. You can't really, take... go in at less than 100% for that game and a good 1-0, and that's what it's about, isn't it?
Also, it's a tough place. I mean, they're probably, you know, we've played Brighouse three times and they were tough games, all of them, and Ossett, we've beat them twice, both 1-0, and they've been very tough games. I'm amazed at some of the points that they've dropped, actually, because they're a good side. They're effective what they do. They're quite direct. They turn you around, and, you know, it was a satisfying result. We didn't play great football on Saturday, but we dug it out, and I think that's probably one of the most satisfying results, winning down there when you're not playing your fluent football, but we dug it out and we defended well. They had a lot of set pieces which we defended well from. Everyone did a job from the goalkeeper right way through to the players who came off the bench. In the last couple of games, we've played teams around us, like Sheffield won a good run, we came to our place and we beat them with keeping a clean sheet, and Ossett last week we're on a good run and we beat them and keeping a clean sheet as well. So things are going good, but at the minute, you know, it's just taking the old cliche of the next game and hopefully go for the 3 points. And, you know, if we do that, then we're literally just concentrating that next game and then counting the games down.
I mean, you don't open up a 7-point gap without scoring goals and defending, but the best goal scoring record in the league currently, plus 65, best defensive record, only 23 goals conceded. It's pretty formidable stuff up at the top for Mope of Town. But, you know, the team talk for us at United, I think, is one thing, and the training going into that game. Coming up over the next few games, you've got teams down the lower half of the table, Spalding next, Lincoln, and then Pickering. Those are the banana skins, aren't they?
Of course they are. There isn't an easy game in this league. You know, you can see Brighouse got beat off Stocksbridge of the week, which surprised them as well as us and everyone. you know, these three games are all tough games. They're not easy games. You know, we drew Pickering not so long ago, so we know that's going to be a tough game. The, you know, we don't think about the league position. It's, they are simply just because other teams above them, because they've been a bit more consistent. That's the only difference. All these teams, you know, are, have got can win games. I mean, they're Spalding were playing on Saturday. We play in the end of September, and they'll, I think, only have four starters who played against us at the end of September. So every team, every week has a, you know, a different team out, and we've tried to go and watch teams and that, and it's difficult because the teams get on loan players, so there's no easy games in this league, and you know, certainly not taking anything for granted. But yes, you've got them three games, and then you got the Brick House game, so it's going to be a tough month, but you've got to thrive in them, you've got to look forward to them. That's why you're in football, for it to be where we are in the position you are, and want to look forward to games where you've got a target at the end.
And finally then, Nick, obviously the average attendances are way over 400 this season at Morpeth. Big game tomorrow against Spalding. I suppose the message is come one, come all.
Yeah. I mean, it's been fantastic. I mean, we've got over 700 on New Year's Day, which we weren't sure how that was going to be, but it was a great turnout. Then we played Sheffield, which is, I think, nearly 700 there, and they brought a few fans as well. And it's great. I mean, we've got, you know, we've obviously got Spalding at home tomorrow, and then we've got Newcastle's under-23s in the semi-final of the County Cup on Tuesday night. So we're hoping to get good crowds for them. I mean, fortunately, you know, the chairman keeps the prices down as low as you can, so it's good entertainment value, you know, for the money you're getting. I think he charges £6, I think it is, about to get in. I'm not sure, but it's not a great deal. And to be fair, we've done really well this year. We've been beaten twice at home, but every game there's been goals in them, so we're trying to be entertaining. We're trying to please the crowds, but the club's off the pitch as well as on the pitch is going the right direction. But it's, you know, just looking forward, like I say, to Spalding, and hopefully we'll get 3 points.
Morpeth Town manager Nick Gray joining us here on the Evo Stick East West show. So Morpeth taking on Spalding United this weekend, and one team keeping one eye on that match will be Brighouse Town. They're travelling to Loughborough Dynamo. Brighouse Town currently sitting 7 points behind Morpeth Town in second position. There's a 2-point gap between Brighouse and Sheffield FC, a 4-point gap from Brighouse down to fourth place Pontefract Colls, and a 7-point gap between Brighouse and the final playoff spot, that is Tadcaster Albion. So are Brighouse Town looking over their shoulder or looking up towards Morpeth Town for a slip-up? Well, to find out more about the mood at Brighouse Town as we head into March, here's the manager, here's Phil Powell.
You know, it's an exciting month for me, sort of mark through the games that are in there, and then it'll be an exciting running. And that's all we'll try and do is, from our perspective, just you know, keeping the hunt, keeping the pack, solidify our current position and see if we can gain any ground on Morpeth. And that's pretty much, you know, the mentality of the lads, is to make sure we don't lose what we've got by sort of focusing on other things. So from our point of view, we're just, you know, the main focus is Saturday, and if we don't get 3 points there, then anything else is immaterial, really. So we can only, it's the old cliche, isn't it? You can only take one game at a time, and that's what we can do. We've got to go Saturday. Loughborough have just come off the back of what they consider to be a disappointing result against Sheffield. So, you know, we'll have to be right on his mettle to make sure we pick 3 points up on Saturday, or pick something up on Saturday to make sure we're in the pack after the weekend.
And your boys bounced back last week after a defeat to Stocksbridge Park Steels. You overcame Frickle Athletic. That shows a bit of durability there, because the wheels could have come off at that point, couldn't they, quite easily? So a great way to bounce back against Frickle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Stocksbridge showed. I mean, we were in a similar sort of position to Stocksbridge last season. We took some points off teams that were in and around and sniffing around the playoffs and up the league. So that's just a testament to the quality of the league, you know, where everyone can beat anyone. And, you know, we showed good strength of mentality by going into the next game and against Frickley, like you said, and being resilient. And, you know, I managed to get a good result against a really good side that was in good form, to be quite honest.
Now, coming up in the next few weeks, we already mentioned the Loughborough game. I think you've got Stamford as well and Lincoln. I mean, it's a weird situation this stage of the season, because there's a few teams in mid-table land who don't necessarily have much to play for. But I think they're the worst teams to play at this stage of the season, especially the likes of Stamford and Loughborough, who've still got a bit of an outside chance of getting into the playoffs. So how are you taking to these games in the coming weeks?
Well, we're taking a mentality, or taking a stance on the fact that, you know, every game's for every team is 3 points, and those 3 points are vital. All teams are trying to finish as high up the league as they can, irrespective of, you know, whether they can make playoffs, whether they're in a relegation battle or whatever. You know, the teams going up against teams at this level to beat them, there's no one that lies down. It's a very competitive league, so we're not expecting any favours from anybody, certainly. So unless we're right at it, you know, no one's going to give us anything. We don't expect to be given anything. So, you know, we've got to go out and earn the right through hard work, through right attitude, to make sure we, you know, we at the very least consolidate what we've got, with the hope that we can potentially, you know, look to see if Morpeth do slip up, that we can capitalise on that. But again, you know, our focus is making sure we solidify and capitalise on what we've already got.
And heading into tomorrow's game then against Loughborough, is everyone up for it and raring to go and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's in sort of good spirits, like you mentioned earlier. We are in good form for the year, and certainly for the last 10 games, we're in really good form. So, you know, from our point of view, you know, there's an air of confidence, but not complacency. We've got a few sort of little doubts that, you know, we may have to look at tomorrow and make sure they're all right. But other than that, everybody's fighting and raring to go.
Brickhouse Town manager Bill Powell joining us here on the EvoStick East West show. Other matches taking place this weekend of note in Division East. We've got Stamford against Ossett United. Stamford with an outside bet of the playoffs as we enter March. Stamford currently sitting 7 points behind the playoff positions. Ossett United 1 point behind Tadcaster Albion. Meanwhile, also sitting outside the playoffs, we've got Belper Town there, 3 points outside the playoffs. They're travelling to Mask United this weekend, mid-table Mask United now, whilst Cleethorpes Town will be travelling to Pickering Town. Pickering Town just hovering above the relegation zone at the moment. But remember, for all the latest goings-on from both Division West and Division East of the Northern Premier League, visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me on the EvoStick East West show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Division West or Division East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like from EvoStick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.